KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, where their purpose is to encourage savings, offer members low-cost loans, and provide other financial services.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. I'm Jeff Nelson. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Well, checking high school sports as we come off the holiday weekend, girls' state golf teams will be participating in the state golf meets today and tomorrow at two different locations. Class 3A will play their state meet at Otter Creek in Ankeny. Girls' teams from Atlantic, ADM, Clear Lake, South Tama, Grinnell, Williamsburg, Charles City, and Central DeWitt are all vying for a state championship. Among the local golfers who qualified for the state meet, Sarah Pettit of Carroll, Brooke Fletcher of Atlantic, also Megan Tickner of ADM, Carroll's Rachel Van Erdwick, and Courtney Linen of Harlan. Class 2A and 1A teams will be playing at River Valley in Adel. Among the 2A teams in action today, Kemper Catholic and Clarinda fighting for state championships. Also locally individually, Missouri Valley's Taylor Gardner, Kemper Catholic's Morgan Neighborhouse, and Clarinda's Corey Woodard will be in the field. In Class 1A, Audubon will be chasing a team championship at Adel. Audubon's Susie Byland is one of the local individuals who'll be participating in Class 1A, along with Anna Hildebrand of Riverside, Corning's Kaylee Westlake, and Victoria Grasso of Ankeny Christian Academy. Now, those are two-day tournaments. They'll play 36 holes, 18 holes today and another 18 tomorrow, and again at those two locations. A girls' regional soccer meets get underway again tonight in Class 1A quarterfinals at St. Albert over in Council Bluffs. It'll be Missouri Valley facing Underwood. That's a 5 o'clock start. Also tonight at Oakland at 5 o'clock, Riverside will face Creston. And at Orange City tonight at 6 o'clock, Kemper Catholic will play MOC Floyd Valley with the right to move on in Class 1A. In Class 2A regional semifinals tonight at Adel, it'll be ADM facing Thomas Jefferson. That one kicks at 6 o'clock. At Council Bluffs, Iowa Western Community College tonight at 5 o'clock, Harlan will battle Lewis Central. Also in Glenwood tonight, a 5 o'clock start as Glenwood faces Norwalk. And at Indianola at 6 o'clock tonight, Nottoway Valley, West Central Valley, Adair Casey will play Indianola, again with the right to move on in postseason girls soccer action. A Missouri Valley Conference Tournament champion Creighton is seeded number 4, and they'll face regional number 1 seed UCLA at the Los Angeles Regional to begin NCAA tournament action. UCLA takes a record of 42-14 into Friday's game, while Creighton has a mark of 26-28. Second-seeded San Diego and third-seeded New Mexico are the other two teams in the Los Angeles field. The games will be played at Jackie Robinson Stadium, just minutes from the UCLA campus. It'll be Creighton's second straight NCAA tournament appearance. Florida was ranked number 1 in every major preseason poll, and now it's going into the NCAA college baseball tournament as the top seed. The Gators will host one of 16 four-team double-elimination regionals that begin on Friday. Florida opens up against Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference champion Bethune-Cookman. The other national seeds in order are UCLA, Florida State, Baylor, Oregon, North Carolina, LSU, and two-time defending College World Series champion South Carolina. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Lance Lynn joined Philadelphia's Cole Hamels as the Major League's first 8-game winners, and the St. Louis Cardinals extended the Atlanta Braves' longest losing streak in 2 years to 8 games with an 8-2 victory yesterday. Lynn allowed 2 runs and 5 hits over 7 innings. Atlanta's on its worst skid since the Braves lost 9 in a row from April 21st through the 29th of 2010. The Braves have given up 7 runs or more in 4 straight games. Daniel Descalso hit a 2-run homer as a fill-in starter at third base for David Freese, who was given the day off with a mild sprain in his right hand. Elsewhere in National League play yesterday, Philadelphia beat the Mets 8-4, Miami over Washington 5-3, Pittsburgh beat Cincinnati 4-1, it was Chicago outslugging San Diego 11-7, Colorado took 2 from Houston 9-7, and 7-6 in 10 innings in the nightcap, San Francisco beat Arizona 4-2, and Milwaukee over the LA Dodgers 3-2. In the American League yesterday, Jose Lopez had three RBIs, and Jason Kipnis drove in two runs to help the Cleveland Indians beat the Kansas City Royals 8-5. Josh Tomlin gave up four runs and four hits in five innings as Cleveland broke a three-game losing streak. Kansas City got a two-run homer from Eric Hosmer and a solo drive by Brian Peña, but they lost for the eighth time in their last 12 games. Elsewhere in the AL yesterday, Boston beat Detroit 7-4, Minnesota 5-4 over Oakland. It was the White Sox over Tampa Bay 2-1, Toronto beat Baltimore 6-2, Texas over Seattle 4-2, and the Angels 9-8 over the Yankees. In Pacific Coast League baseball on Monday, it was Omaha beating New Orleans by a final of 6-3. Iowa beat Memphis 8-2. Iowa and Omaha will tangle tonight over at Warner Park in PCL action. In other baseball news, Oakland Athletics manager Bob Melvin says there's a 50-50 chance that suspended slugger Manny Ramirez will join the team when his 50-game drug ban expires on Wednesday. The A's want Ramirez to get his swing in better shape before he's brought up, but Melvin says his struggling offense might prompt Ramirez's immediate arrival. Meanwhile, the A's reinstated third baseman Brandon Inge from the 15-day disabled list and optioned catcher Anthony Recker to Sacramento. The AL West-leading Texas Rangers beat the Seattle Mariners without slugger Josh Hamilton. He's out of the Rangers lineup because of what the team says is an upper respiratory problem that's been bothering him for more than a week. The slugger leads the majors with 20 home runs and 53 RBIs in his 45 games played. Major League Baseball has suspended Miami Marlins pitcher Juan Carlos Oviedo for 8 weeks for age and identity fraud. Oviedo was caught playing under the fake name of Leo Nunez. He'll be eligible to return to the majors in July. Oviedo played as Nunez for 7 Major League seasons and had 36 saves and a .406 earned run average in 68 games for the Marlins in 2011. Philadelphia Phillies starter Roy Halladay has a doctor's appointment today. He came out of Sunday's game against St. Louis after 2 innings. With a sore right shoulder. A lot more sports after this timeout.
Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff at the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now if you live in one of the 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of 2 full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
The Miami Heat tightened up their defensive intensity in the second half, holding Boston to just 33 points and posting a 93-79 victory to open the Eastern Conference Finals yesterday. LeBron James led the way with 32 points and 13 rebounds. Dwayne Wade scored 10 of his 22 points in the fourth quarter. Kevin Garnett scored 23 points and grabbed 10 rebounds for Boston. Game 2 will be Wednesday night in Miami. Novak Djokovic is moving on to the second round of the French Open Tennis Championships as he seeks his fourth straight Grand Slam title. The top-seeded Serb beat his Italian opponent in straight sets yesterday. At last year's French Open, Djokovic lost to Roger Federer in the semifinals. Federer also advanced with a straight sets victory over Tobias Kamke of Germany, and that tied Jimmy Connors' open-era record of 233 Grand Slam match wins. There was a pretty remarkable ending to a match between two of the lesser-known players in the tournament. Russian Alex Bogomolov and Arnaud Clément of France had been trading shots for more than 4 hours. When the Frenchman reached match point in the fifth set, Bogomolov was serving, but rather than tossing the ball up in the air, he just dropped his racket and quit, sending Clément into the second round. It was Bogomolov's third French Open and the third time he's been a first-round loser. On the women's side, top-ranked Azarenka has survived a first-round scare to reach the second round at the French Open. The Australian Open champ, who took over the number one ranking by winning in Melbourne, struggled for long stretches but came back to beat her Italian opponent in 3 sets. Defending champion Li Na won her match, beating her Romanian opponent in straight sets. The seventh-seeded Li became the first Chinese player to win a Grand Slam singles title when she won at Roland Garros last year. And Lauren Davis has her first Grand Slam victory. The 18-year-old from Boca Raton, Florida, knocked off the 30th seed, Mona Barthel of Germany, in straight sets. American women are 10-for-10 so far at the French Open, giving the country its most representatives in the Grand Slam tournament's second round since 11 made it in 2003. In about a week, the top collegiate athletes will meet in Des Moines for the NCAA Track and Field Championships. It's the second straight year that Drake University has served as the host for the event. Now, this is a much different meet than the annual Drake Relays, according to Relays Director Brian Brown, who says it starts with the depth of competition.
There's been a carving out, or there's been a process already. We've weeded out certain athletes. So what we're getting is the best of the best. And, you know, so every event, every competition, and, you know, quite honestly, let's face it, this is a championship event where the relays is great. People vie for relays championships, but this is the NCAA Division I team championship, and so it's that's a big difference. But the other thing I'll mention is just the pace. The pace is different. Relays is go, 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 continue all day. But there's a little bit of a pace involved with the NCAA championships. There's a little bit more time in between. And so for fans, that's a big difference.
Well, Brown says many of the competitors at the NCAA meet will end up competing at the London Olympics in less than 2 months, including several who will compete for other nations.
I think that's what continues to make our sport interesting. A lot of times with the relay meets, while they're good, there's no epic moment. There's not a crescendo. But for the NCAA Division Championships, there's always points totals, and you know there's a winner, and you know who that person is, who that team is. So that's special. That's what coaches coach for. That's what athletes compete for. They want to be champions. And so we're going to have the NCAA Division I top division championships decided on the Blue Oval. Pretty excited about that.
Well, the NCAA meet is set for June 6th through the 9th in Des Moines. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.